Hello, everybody, and welcome to the post show or episode number 20 of Far Verona. So Bronze had to run, so she's not actually with us. It's a good face she's making in that freeze.
That is good. Yeah.
So yeah, we just finished not only the episode but the arc, and I wanted to start. I just saw your comment on the Q&A. I like how we flew down, took out the leaders on the planet, and just like, you're saved, congrats, and now we're leaving. Oh crud. Yeah.
So I know, because you were like, you did it. That's it. You guys pacified Berkman, and I was like, wait, but what about all the other stuff that's going on here? And you're just like, nope, here's your XP. Berkman. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Good luck, Berkman.
Now remember,
goodbye.
Yeah. Remember, Crux isn't here to like build community or like, you know, help a planet recover from its. You're just here to bust criminals, and you did it. And now they're busted, which
it's very. Like the Empire and Star Wars, where they're just super like busted. Justice, prisoners, blah blah blah, whatever, and then they're just like, "All right, good luck with your problems."
Right, everything else will sort itself out. Yeah. Well, and that's what's been really interesting about the watching people in the faction turn kind of develop the lore, because the big struggle right now is between this kind of imperialist power that's like, yeah, justice and doing what is legally right and like crushing the opposition, and then the other side of that struggle is like. But capitalism, though, and it's like, cool. I like it when evil things fight each other. Like, they're both awful, and it's so good. I love it. How did we feel about both that last episode and about the arc? What did you guys think?
Well,
arc, did you like sniper rifling somebody?
What were we saying, Ann?
I was going to say, compared to the rest of the Berkman arc, that episode went very smoothly. Like, I saw multiple people in chat being like, that went really smooth.
Yeah.
So that was that was really, there was no like, oh no, we might fail this. It was just kind of like, great, everything goes according to plan and we win. Goodbye.
Yeah. I mean, the fight could have gone badly, but you guys just like rolled over him. It was great.
Yeah.
And I think that happens.
So good.
Yeah.
Mm, yeah. Man, it's so satisfying, right, Max, when you just get those high attack rolls with weapons for a change after the Hong Lu stuff where it was just like miss, 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 miss.
Yeah.
Well, part of it is because of the Hong Lu stuff, I have a +2 now in shoot. Like,
all of us have like leveled up in different ways with like my, like I didn't have suppressed cognition before and now I do.
Right.
And like you had lower like shoot skill before. And so like
the combination, it's like we're becoming an actual, you know, viable team with multiple skill sets. It's really cool.
Go ahead and finish your thought.
No, I was just going to say, I liked Gabriel being up in the sniper position. That was great to have that shot on Call Out Loud. Oh, great. You want to shoot us? Great. You're dead.
I'm so tempted, like, because teleportation works so well with that. I'm thinking I'm gonna like pick up some other kind of like sniper assassin-y skills so that I can just kind of be the Overwatch for, you know, the ops and stuff that we do. So that way, like if anybody tries to mess with us, I can just, you know, try and take them out. Yeah, that was super cool, super cinematic too. Love that shit.
I was gonna say that I really like the whole arc of Berkman, just because it was very like it wasn't just like here's a bad guy and here's a good guy and the good guys want to help you and the bad guys don't want to help you. It was like this person has their feelings about certain things and this person has different feelings and you're not really sure who's bad or who's good. It's like very this kind of web of just trying to figure out what's right and what's wrong. And for there's, you know, people have different feelings about the morality of all of that. But I think it was interesting for me trying to figure out, like, what does Nomi feel about what she has to do on this? Yeah. Like, she doesn't really care. It's not like about her personal feelings. It's about what is she legally required to do in this? Like, what is it her job to do? And that was like with the last thing with the Reverend. It was like, I don't really feel like I need to arrest her, but I have a warrant for her arrest and I'm not the person in charge of deciding that. Like my superiors gave me a warrant for her arrest and I don't want to have to go back to them and say like, well, I decided not to, and then have to say like, well, why not? You know? And it's not like I was just executing her on the spot. It was just like, this is what I was expected to do, and so that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah. It's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I think that's the thing is, like, as you grow in power, that that's sort of balance between, like, who's responsible for this decision. And I think that a lot of these hierarchies, like the Empire, are built on the idea that the man on the ground pulling the trigger can just blame people up the chain. They can be like, I was told to do this by someone else. And the people up the chain are so far removed from the power that any from the action that anybody that has a complaint can't get at them. So it creates this kind of like insulation from responsibility, which I think is like totally evil and also really cool. And I think it reflects the setting and that last bit with Nomi having to choose, like, yeah, you could choose to arrest her or not. That's up to you. I thought that was fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Neat seeing you kind of figure that out and decide what to do with it.
Yeah. Not sure why Bronze Girl has that weird face about everything we're talking about, but whatever. I guess
she's just like generally like sort of bemused about the whole thing. You know, it's fine.
I saw people like in the Discord for this that were like, when I was trying to decide, and after I made the decision, I looked over and I saw people would be like, oh, yep, that's Nomi, like lawful neutral or like lawful evil almost, but like not really, you know, just like adhering to what the dictates of the Empire are telling me to do. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, no, it was good. Yeah, and I like it. And that's a big theme for the game, right? Is like loyalty to one's own desires, ambition versus like doing what's right, trying to figure out what doing what's right means based on your civilization and like your culture. And like, yeah, it's all a balance of like deciding, and all your actions have ramifications. I thought that was quite cool. And I'm looking forward to kind of continuing to see the characters evolve, especially the Crusader, right? Because like Gabriel, he's coming back to the ship like literally a changed man, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like the next arc is going to be different, because this was kind of your transformation arc. And then it's like, okay, well, let's see what he's about now.
Yeah, it was really fun because it was, you know, obviously I was trying to play him a certain way, and then obviously the idea of him being blown up, I think I was like, no, this would be a really like good turning point of he's like, okay, I've tried to be fucking nice. I wanted to do this the nice way, and you fucking blew me up. Okay, cool. I'm going to go back to my old life that I know, and then this is what I'm going to do moving forward now. And I think I want to kind of position him more as that, like now he is the holy hitman. You know, before he was like good, nice chaplain who's like trying to do the right thing and help the nobles and, you know, make sure everybody's doing a good thing. And now he's like, nope, fine. That's not what the Empire needs right now. The Empire needs a fucking sniper that shoots out targets. I kind of want to go more that way now. And, sure. You know, but also I think like go back to the loyalty of the team, because I think there's still a part of him which isn't 100% sure if there were other people like working to get him killed, like that paranoid part, but the only people he knows probably weren't trying to kill him were the team on Berkman. So like I think trying to establish that loyalty to Booker, Nomi, and you know, well, the Amira, as far as he knows, isn't going anywhere, so to all of them. So that'll be interesting.
I was also surprised at the turn that the Reverend took when you said that she was like, nope, I don't want to help anymore, like I'm just done, whatever. I was just surprised by that.
Yeah, so it's like despair in the moment, right? That like she couldn't essentially save Lao, right? Because she was like, the two of them had spent a lot of time together where she was like personally interacting with them and being like, listen, you need to like think about your actions and think about the way you affect people and all this stuff. And he was like, no, like you're just a pawn of the church. And they disagreed on a bunch of stuff, but they would like have these discussions like they were friends. And when she felt like she failed him, right, where she was like, I couldn't get you to turn around, and like this is what happens, you come here and you like tell your fucking goons to like kill me, like she's just betrayed and like bummed. She kind of just gave up. She was kind of just like, I don't have any more in me, I'm wrung the fuck out. And like she was never in a leadership position in the first place, right? Like she was always just someone who was much beloved and like a someone who helps or like assists others, but never in a position of leadership herself. So it was, it was a position where you were like, cool, you could be the boss. And she's like, I don't want that. I don't want anything. I failed. I couldn't save this one person.
That's how it goes a lot, though, too. Like, right, especially for somebody who's a spiritual leader, like when times are tough, people look to spirituality a lot and try to, you know, find some sort of stability or at least peace in that and answers, you know. And she was that for them. But then the lines blur and everybody like reveres her and look for her for guidance of what the fuck to do. And she's like,
yeah. No.
Yeah.
So it's it's interesting. Tragic. And it's about, it's about the weight of, the weight of responsibility. Right. And like that question of noblesse oblige and like all that other stuff. And it's like, it's a question of how much can a person take? And when you're in the face of like obvious failure, then like, what do you do with that? And I love that. And this was something that right away, cause I've been like, kind of like hinting at the faction turn that the way that this plays out might affect them, but it didn't, as you pointed out at the beginning, and nothing's changed really. You just came in, killed a bunch of people who were causing trouble and then left. Yeah. So nobody, it worked out well for exactly no one, but you did exactly what you were supposed to do. You showed up, you cut out the tumors and you left, but you don't care about the patient. You just did your job. It's somebody else's job to worry about that. Which is great. That's exactly like, that's why you got your experience. Cause it was like, Crux was like, yep, good. We did it. Somebody else wants to be the boss of this planet.
Like a check. Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Let's leave.
Yeah. Just, you know what? We did our job very well.
Yeah, totally.
Crux is on fire.
Well, and this is the thing for Booker, particularly like Booker, you succeeded at a mission. You did the right thing and you're going to get, you know, you're going to get accolades for it and it will reduce any, like, people's suspicion of you is going to go down where they're like, oh, okay, well, Booker, now you'll get some of that like care you didn't get before when people were like, he's probably coming back from this weird torture camp. He probably turned into a terrorist, but now they'll be like, oh no, but he did a good job on Berkman. And like, oh, Booker, it must've been so hard for you on Hong Liu. Like, you know, like you've raised
now your real trooper. You know, it's going to be great, though, cares. Is to respond to that as Booker's, to like respond to people's, you know, shift of opinion and the way they treat him. Be like, that's great. Now you like me, right? You dick.
Yeah, I mean, it's not all of a sudden going to be like, Booker's bloody a hero. Cow. Hooray. But it will be, they won't look at you with disdain anymore. It'll be like, oh, okay. No. Like he's shown his loyalty.
Mm-hmm. Well.
You know you're gonna have a conversation with Yancey that's like I knew all along that you were trustworthy. You know, we just had to be careful.
We had to work out our differences, Booker.
Yeah,
it's nice to see that you've fallen into the new order of things and are doing so well, Booker.
Yeah.
I like how Yancey, though, has just affected that way of talking because he's now, you know, a person of higher ranking and such. Yeah.
It's funny to me that he went from being like our helper dude, and then now I'm like, do I have to check with Yancey before I do that?
I know. Yeah. Right.
It's funny that it's so interesting watching the response to the Yancey especially, but the characters in general, because it shows people's own personal biases or assumptions about things. So when people are like, I don't understand, like Yancey was incompetent, why is he the boss now? And I'm like, have you ever been in the real world before? The real world is full of incompetent people who were given powerful positions because of nepotism. Like, obviously, he's just better at playing that game. He's a terrible soldier, but like, it's probably better for everyone that he's in the position that he's in, because everybody on that level is like a self-serving douchebag. So at least he's being checked by the others. So it's, I think it's funny. It's funny in its way, for sure.
We need to keep an eye on Doyle now, though, because Booker failed a check with him, which means he's Yancey too. Right. So we need to keep
the check that Booker failed, the note that I made about Doyle was, Doyle has failed to be inspired. So like, Doyle probably won't turn into Yancey too. He just doesn't have the name for it, but he more likely will just become more and more disillusioned, right? More and more like, the world doesn't deserve a cop like me. He's the kind of guy who later you're going to be like, Doyle, you're a loose cannon. You got to stop drinking, man. Get your shit together. And he's going to be like, what's the point? Right. He's that guy. He's becoming Right. Guy most likely just to like shoot someone because he was drunk and he carries a service pistol around.
Booker will, how old is Doyle?
he's indeterminate cop age. Like,
okay. I was just trying to figure out if he was okay. Yeah. So he's not much younger than.
No, not too much Booker. Younger than you, but definitely like older uncle rather than like a grandpa.
Yeah. Yeah. So you know what? It's all right. The more he goes that way, the more Booker will teach him how to be a functioning soldier and also a little bit of an alcoholic on the side as well. he's seeing Booker, or he's seeing in Doyle what Booker had once gone through, you know? Because I can speak with certainty that there absolutely was a point in Booker's life where that was a thing. You know, and Booker still is, you know, a skeptic and cynical about stuff, but he knows how to play ball. And there is still, you know, there was a little bit of truth in what he was saying as far as what keeps him doing what he does.
He's like an onion. He's got so many layers.
He's a complicated man. Yep. I'm looking forward to we're gonna do a couple of episodes, like a little short arc on the ship, just to kind of get everybody like reintroduced. I got to check in with Bronze about a new character and see if that's something she still wants to do, and we'll go from there. But I think that's what we'll do. We'll likely do next time. We'll check back in on the ship and see what's going on. So cool. Thanks, everybody. It was great. Cool. I love like when we come to the end of a chapter, it's really neat to be able to kind of put a close
satisfying
on it.
Satisfying too.
Yeah. Add it to the list and be like, all right, so this is how that thing resolved. So, you know, we'll tune in next time. And I think I've been doing some prep. I think that the next. Yeah, that's true. Thank goodness. The next arc is going to take place on one of the like core worlds. So instead of like a dusty backwater or like a crappy Mandarinate out in the sticks, we're gonna be right down home, like in the middle of the Empire. So we'll get to see some of the more high sci-fi stuff.
Like Coruscant.
Yeah. Pretty much. Yeah. Imperial Prime. I'm looking forward to that. We'll show off a new aspect of the universe.
That'll be cool too. Cool. RP wise for the characters and see what kind of connections and other people that they run into that they know.
Get ready to roll connect and introduce. If you wanted to introduce any family members, now is a great time to start thinking.
Yeah,
about
I was just
that.
Gonna say we might have some interactions with mom and dad from Booker's side.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing is like you in a sci-fi setting, you can describe, especially this one, you can describe your characters being like, I'm old and crotchety. And then you're like, yeah, but like my mom and dad are still around because they're rich and they pay for life extension stuff. So yeah, like,
exactly.
I'm an old and crotchety 70-year-old cop and my mom and dad are 180. It's like, well, okay, cool. Unliving noble vampire types. So yeah, it should be fun. So if you have ideas about that and you want to like bring that in, let me know. So I don't like make decisions about your character and their relatives, but it'll be a pretty different arc. So I'm looking forward to checking that out.
Cool.
All right. So we'll see that next time. We'll do some spaceship stuff and go from there. Thanks for coming, everybody. And we will see you on the next post show. Thank you, patrons, for your continued patronage. And I'll see you patrons for the Far Verona faction turn on December 7th, morning of December 7th. Cool. All right. That's it for us. See you next time, everybody.
Bye.
So this is that awkward part where I asked, does anyone know if there's hotkeys to change scenes in XSplit? Because it's absolutely frozen right now.
Hmm.
No idea.
I have a peripheral to push buttons on.
Yeah, I don't have it set up on the Stream Deck, so I can't actually.
If you can't click it, I don't. Yeah, if you can't click it, I don't know what the.
Are we technically still live?
It's still recording, yes.
It's recording, yeah.
Here, you guys just all look at the camera and smile, and then I'll be here in solitary and figure it out myself. And you guys can just leave the call. So you have to leave the call and smile at the camera.
Okay, let me
just
let me
be
do
here
it
talking to myself.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Beautiful. I gotta figure out how this works. Doot. Well, if you're watching on Patreon, appreciate the support. We'll have stuff coming up soon. How the hell am I gonna get this working? I guess I could just. Oh, nope, that's not it. How do you do... I'm going to figure this out, and we're going to record it, and we're just going to look at all of them smiling. Oh, what if we did this? Oh, we're getting somewhere. We are getting somewhere. Oh, son of a bitch. It opened the goddamn... I fucking hate Windows 10 so much. It opened Task Manager, but you can't manipulate it. Basically, what happened is that the Task Manager restarted, and I can't... Unless I do... Can I do this? Did that work? No. I cannot manipulate any windows. That's cool. Also, you can hear typing in the background. That's even cooler. All right, let's try this. We're going to try this. Let's do that. We're going to type CMD. Cool. Nope. Won't even let me fucking do that. God, I fucking hate you, Windows 10 so goddamn fucking much. Okay, there we go. So let's do task kill fim explorer.exe. And then let's do start explorer.exe. Survey says that's the end of the video. Thanks everyone for watching. We'll see you next time. Bye bye.